Hi, good morning, everyone. So we're going to be taking this in order of from the large concepts down to the smaller details. So I'm just going to be talking to you about effective communication tools that we use in an e-learning environment, and then the application of those tools you'll learn a lot more about with the next two speakers. So by the end of this very short session, you're going to be able to distinguish between different categories and basic types of communication needed to facilitate understanding in an e-learning environment, and be able to choose perhaps the most appropriate communication tool for a particular task. So, you know, there are basically three categories of communication that we need to support in any kind of e-learning environment. I separate them out into content, task, and social related. Content related is the communication that we use to express ideas, to share information. The task related is merely like what we do, group work. And how many of you have actually learned in an e-learning environment anything? Okay, so there's some of you, yay. So you have, and you know that there are very different types of communication in that. And then there's social, and social are for those off-topic or technical advice or other things that happen in an environment. So you have to keep in mind that there are three basic categories of communication, and they might require different tools. Then in addition to the three basic types, there are synchronous versus asynchronous communication. You have to keep in mind the primary goal of any communication is to be clear and to facilitate understanding. So when deciding whether to use synchronous or asynchronous tools, you would consider quite a lot of things. One is those practical issues like time zones and accessibility. We have, in our school at least, I know it's probably true in most, we have students all over the world. So it's very, very difficult to have them all talking at the same time. So synchronous activity doesn't work out too well, especially in task-oriented communication, right? Timeliness of responses required is also very important when considering those two things. Requiring reflection versus scheduling or conflict resolution. You know, when you're doing scheduling or conflict resolution, you tend to want to be synchronous and be able to see and touch the person that you're communicating with. But responses that require reflection, maybe it's even better to have an asynchronous environment, right? And again, the quality of the response, whether it's well thought out, with reference materials, or whether you want a more face-to-face or ownership of the response. These are the things that we consider when we decide. So whichever you choose, synchronous or asynchronous, its facilitation is really the key. You have to be present, ever present. You have to assess whether or not your communicators are actually understanding, whether they're understanding you and each other in the process. And recognize when it may be necessary to switch modes. Has anyone ever had the experience of saying, gotta get off email and make a phone call right now? You know, that happens all the time also in an e-learning environment. Unfortunately, you can't always do that in e-learning, but you can switch modes of communication and it might make things a little better. But you have to know when to do that. And I think we've all pretty much experienced where we're up against a wall and things are just going south, and that's the time to change. So the tools really are important that we use, and they should allow you to do these four things: access information, create information, comment, and share. And particularly what I'm talking about with access is information that's designed to use a low bandwidth, that's accessible on any internet connection or device, because we do know that people connect through using all sorts of devices these days. A lot of people do all of their work on phones, right? On cell phones, so it becomes necessary that they're able to do it through any kind of device, tablets, phones, computers. You have to be able to create. So you want to be able to upload and share documents, share videos, share links, share audio presentations. And then the tool should allow you to comment. and have options for commenting. We're going to show you one tool that I really like a lot because it gives the user the option at the point of commenting, at the point of response, whether they want to use text, audio, or video. Commenting really is an important piece and a decision in any tool that you use, is how those comments are going to be received. And then, of course, there is share. And you can't really underestimate this. This is an important part of a tool because sharing, what I'm talking about sharing here is giving the person who is posting the information the ability to limit access or to give access to certain groups or individuals to the information. So, you know, when you're posting something, when you're sending an email, you pretty much know who you've sent it to, right? When you're posting in an e-learning environment, you really don't know all the time, and tools should make it very clear as to who you're sharing and give you the ability to limit your sharing. So here are some of the tools. The one basic tool we use a lot is something called a webinar, and I'm sure everybody here has used webinar tools. Yes, okay. So some of the examples are GoToMeeting, a Zoom, Adobe Connect, Google Hangouts, and Blackboard. Anybody here use Blackboard as a learning management? Yeah. So you have Collaborate in the Blackboard system. These are all examples of webinar software. These allow synchronous communication. And they're also asynchronous tools because this communication can be recorded and accessed later, and that's why it's so wonderful. Because if you're not there, you don't have to miss the communication that happened. It's a great tool for that planning communication or task-oriented communication because it is synchronous and it allows for you to go back and forth and review and actually work together at, you know, various different times, whether it is synchronous or asynchronous, as I said. It is a great tool also for virtual lectures, and it's another great tool for office hours. I use it for office hours an awful lot because it actually gives people the information that you're someplace, you're located, you're somewhere at a particular time, wherever they are, in date and time, and you're there and available to answer questions, and people can pop in and pop out and have a synchronous communication with you during that time. So very much like the office hours for the professor's office, right? Communicators also can choose between text and video and audio, and even whiteboard, you know, just like in the old-fashioned days of writing things on a blackboard, there are those options for file sharing and presentations. Some cute little pictures. Zoom is a great tool. Zoom is a very basic conference tool, and you can see that it doesn't have a whole lot of bells and whistles, but it does all those basic things we talked about. Adobe Connect is a little more sophisticated, and if anybody's used it, you can have several windows operating at once, and it's really kind of a nice tool to be able to share presentation and hosting with everyone in the group. It's easy to do that. And Google Hangouts, my students like to use this an awful lot for their group projects. Google Hangouts is great. It's free. It's accessible. And the students actually can have their own meetings, set meetings on there. They're private. They can choose to share or not share with their teammates and with other people in the class. So it's kind of it's a nice tool, and it's really controlled by them. And they could allow video, just audio, or just text. The next tool I want to talk about is Discussion, or something called forums. Sometimes we call them forums. Almost every learning management system has some sort of discussion or forum function. And also, we like to use one at New York Medical College called VoiceThread, which I'm going to show you a little bit about. These allow for asynchronous communication and can also be recorded or documented and made available for review at a later time. VoiceThread has all of these normal features of the LMS discussion function, but it takes it one step further. I like to call it, you know, discussions on steroids, because it actually does these wonderful things. It allows the user to choose their method of response. Do they want to use text? Do they want to use voice? Do they want to use audio? And that's important because of all the things we said earlier. When you have something to say, you may find that it's more effective to do face-to-face, and a video can help you do an asynchronous kind of face-to-face communication with your classmates, and it works out very well. And also, VoiceThread has this unique threading of responses that makes the communication feel a little more natural. It mimics a live communication because they go in order of response, and they are around certain certain topics. So if you decide to put a VoiceThread together that has a presentation, students can comment on one slide and have a discussion about that one slide. And you can go in at a later date and listen to the conversation around that one slide or read it. Here's what VoiceThread can look like. This one, you could put, VoiceThread is wonderful because you can have conversation around a presentation, around a video if you want to post. You can have conversation around something that you've linked in the web. Too. So it pretty much can be used for almost anything, and I think Dr. Murphy is going to probably talk about a little bit how she uses it herself in her courses at New York Medical College. And the Moodle, this is Moodle, we use Moodle right now. We're going to be moving to Blackboard as well, but pretty much they all look the same. This is the discussion view. Every member starts a new discussion, you can click on the new discussion and read them in order of post. I don't know if there's any, are we holding questions to the end or are we taking? Okay, so we're going to hold questions to the end. Thanks very much.